The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it also be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the beginning of Advent, is a time the church sets aside and encourages us to go out of our way to do something different, to prepare for the coming of Christ. And we know, right, the coming of Christ is December 25th, Christmas. But Advent begins with a different coming of Christ, a more important coming of Christ, if that could be true. And that's the one we don't know the hour or the date for. Whether it be the end of the world, the second coming of Christ, whether it be our last day and our individual judgment. Today's readings are warning us to be prepared. And Advent begins by thinking about the second coming of Christ, recognizing that these periods of 4 weeks is a way we prepare for the coming of Christ at Christmas, but not to remember something long ago, but to have something long ago make a difference in how we live our lives now. And that is to be prepared for the coming of Christ at a time we do not know. Jesus used it as an example. It's a very good one. People of his day knew, but I have a different one that is only happened a couple of years ago. Do you remember the news headlines in Hawaii when there was a false alarm about 2 years ago for a missile, incoming missiles? And for 38 minutes, a false alarm went out on people's phones, you know, those alerts you get saying incoming missiles. And everyone thought it was the end. And much happened, but 38 minutes later, they put out the all clear signal. And I was intrigued by that and read some articles. And one of the quotes of one of the persons who went through that really stuck with me. And they said, "It's amazing how the things we worry about every day, that we get stressed about, that we're anxious about, that take up most of our time, all evaporate at a moment like that." That exercise is really what Jesus is referring to in the gospel. His example is Noah and the flood. And people were going about their busy lives, doing all the things they normally do, not paying attention to what was really happening. And when the flood came, only Noah and his family was prepared, and all the rest were swept away. And although they didn't know it at the time, in retrospect, how foolish they were to be working so hard, to be anxious about so many things none of which really mattered. That's the message of Advent. That's the message of preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ. Taking time to really focus on what's important and spending time doing what's important. There's another exercise I was introduced to over 30 years ago in a book called What Color's Your Parachute that helped me identify in my life things that were important. It was to invited you to write an autobiography of your life. And I wrote the autobiography, and I think I've shared this story before, but it's a helpful example, so forgive me if I'm repeating. But just writing your autobiography, or at least I found it to be a very healing process, a process that helped me put my life more into perspective and understand some of the lessons I missed. But then the exercise says, go back now after you write it and highlight the things that brought you joy, that were truly important to you. And I got to admit, I wrote a 75-page autobiography, and I'm not proud to admit, when I went back and highlighted, it was only like 3 sentences. And that caused me to focus on what's really important in my life. And so I offer that to you. I offer the meditation of the incoming missiles or Jesus's, the flood of Noah. What can we do right now in our lives to prepare for the coming of Christ? If tomorrow was the end, what would you do today? And be more about those things this coming Advent. I'd like to suggest an acronym and 4 things that I think are important to focus on. The acronym is PSSS. Prayer, study, sacrament, and service. In our lives, what's really important? It's really our relationships. Only our relationships are eternal. And the bonds of love we forge with one another are eternal, and they do last forever. But our biggest relationship and most important, the relationship which grounds all relationships, is our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus. And so to have healthy relationships, that's the first place to focus. And so a prayer life. And if you don't already, I suggest everyone should do at least 5 or 10 minutes every day. Really, you should do a lot more, but start somewhere so it doesn't sound too intimidating. And spend time with the Lord. And there's many ways of praying, but one of the ways is just recognize His presence or His love and allow that love to transform your heart. So prayer. Study. It's important to learn our faith. It's important to study the Scriptures and pray with the Scriptures. It's important to study the world and see how God really wants us to respond to the situations in the world according to His gospel and His teachings. And so study is something we all should be involved in. The sacraments, we should regularly be attending church, receiving Eucharist, reconciliation. And some people don't receive Eucharist at the Mass, and that is sad, but I understand, but you can still give yourself spiritually to the Lord by coming to Mass, and there's still benefit in that. And the ER, the emergency room, Eucharist and reconciliation to regularly receive. And then finally, service. All of our relationships, all of our love isn't meant only for ourselves. It's meant to overflow through ourselves to others and to serve those in our family, those in need, but also in our community and those especially in need. And so, what's truly important? You know, Noah, getting ready for the flood, he had to first build the ark. It took many days so that when those floods came, he would be prepared. That's the message. We can't just wait till the end and prepare. We must work on it now while we have time. This time given us between the 2 comings of Christ, His first coming and His second coming, is a precious and important time. It's very important. Let us prepare this Advent through prayer, study, sacraments, and service. P-S-S-S. S.